Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. This is Bobby. Thanks again for being on these podcasts. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and we hope that these few minutes will provide you with encouragement for your day. Well, today on the podcast, we're continuing a conversation all about choices. We said on Tuesday that our lives are shaped by the choices and the decisions that we make, and choices, even the small ones in our life, can literally change the course of our lives in really significant ways. So today, I want to highlight the second of four choices that I believe can make a big difference in your life. These four choices are simple, but they're powerful. They have a compounding effect in our lives. So on Tuesday, we talked about choice number one, the choice to love God. Today, I want to talk about choice number two, and this is an important one. Choice number two is to love people. Now, it's impossible to read the Gospels without seeing that Jesus loved people. He modeled it. In fact, in Matthew chapter 9, we find Jesus passing through a city that was jam-packed. He could have kept going. He could have stayed on mission. Yet the Bible says that Jesus saw the crowd and he had compassion on them. The word compassion literally means that he felt it in his core. Jesus didn't just see a crowd. He didn't see distractions. He saw individual people. Later in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, one of the early leaders of the church, had a similar take on people. In one of the letters that he wrote to a group of churches, he said, "We loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well." So this is a powerful choice. This is something that we can choose to do because it's through those relationships that life change happens. So how do we do that? How do we love people well? Well, there's three sort of tips I want to give you today, three suggestions or recommendations. And the first one is this: if we're going to love people well, number one, we need to see the potential in people. Leadership author John Maxwell suggests that when we meet somebody, that we put a 10 on their forehead when we meet them. What that means is that you rate them a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, instead of looking for what's wrong with them, that we would choose to assume the best about them and to believe the best about them, to see them as a 10. A second recommendation for loving people well is number two, to speak life into them. One of the greatest gifts that you can give another person is to speak words of life and words of affirmation into them and to them. Most people, regardless of how secure they look on the inside, they're wrestling with severe insecurities. It's not uncommon for me to have a leader or a parent or even a friend tell me behind closed doors that they feel like an imposter, that they live as though that one day they might get found out, that they don't really have it all together. And so one way to love people well is to speak words of life into that person and describe the potential you see inside of them. A third way to love people well is to add value to them. This is the reminder that every interaction is either positive or negative. They're rarely neutral. So try to go into every interaction with somebody else with the mindset that you want to add value to them instead of taking value away. Connect them with others. Point them to great resources. Seek to help them by bringing positive change in their life. The best way I know to do that is to openly speak of the things of God. In fact, this week I got a text from a really good friend of mine who wore one of the Your Story Matters shirts that I put together. He wore it to the local coffee shop, and that phrase on the shirt opened the door where he was able to talk about Jesus. This is fantastic, to be willing just to openly point people to the love of God. Well, I'll close with this idea. Loving people obviously isn't always easy. I mean, people are people. One of the lines that my dad used to say was that this world would be easy to get along with everybody if it wasn't for people. But here's the tidbit that I've learned and I try to live out. The closer we are to God, the easier it is for us to love the people he loves. So that's the decision that we would choose to say, I'm going to choose to love God and I'm going to choose to love people. It'll make all the difference in the world. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll pick up this conversation next week on Tuesday when I'm back on the podcast. But until then, I hope you have a great day and join us back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast with Chuck Allen. And if you're here in the Sugar Hill area, I want to invite you on the last Sunday of September to join us for a special outdoor service in the bowl here in Sugar Hill at 10 a.m. So the last Sunday of the month, 10 a.m., we're calling it Celebrate Sugar Hill, and it's going to be a fantastic day to celebrate all that God's doing in our church and in our community, and it'll be a wonderful day for you to consider bringing a friend or a neighbor. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.